This is not the small print of the gospel. This is not some hidden message in scripture. Jesus made it very clear that a decision to follow was a decision to die, to surrender everything to him. And so Jesus turns to the crowd, and he turns to you and me, and he asks the one question that will ultimately define our lives. Are you a fan or a follower?
That is the question that we are dealing with over these few weeks together. Are you a fan of Jesus? And you know, before we started any of this, most of us would have said, yeah, I'm a big fan. But now you know the catch, right? That we don't want to just be a fan. A fan is an enthusiastic admirer. A fan can sit back in the stands and watch somebody else do something and cheer and be glad. And, you know, a fan looks up to somebody else. But a follower leaves the stands. A follower follows the leader wherever the leader may go. So there's a big difference between a fan and a follower. We're spending some time together thinking about that over these next 3 or 4 weeks together. In 2001, Robert Kirkpatrick received a written invitation to have dinner with President Bush in Washington, D.C. The invitation and the letter were both signed by Vice President Cheney himself. Of course, the only little catch was it was a fundraising dinner and the cost would be $2,500 a plate. But that wasn't really the problem. The problem was that Robert Kirkpatrick had just begun a 3-year prison sentence at Belmont Correctional Institute in Eastern Ohio. He was serving time for drug possession and attempted escape. His invitation was too good to be true. In fact, it was a mistake that was caused by the computer-generated mailing list. Kirkpatrick was not ever supposed to be invited to the president's place. He got a little philosophical about that. And he told reporters, "I'm going to tell the president that I'd be happy to attend, but he's going to have to pull some strings to get me there." Sometimes the invitation sounds too good to be true. Today, I want us to think about an open invitation that we get, that Jesus has offered to us. He has given to us an open invitation. Look with me, if you will, in the Gospel of Luke. The Gospel of Luke, chapter 9, verse 23. This has kind of become our theme verse for this campaign, for Not a Fan. We're going to focus on Luke chapter 9 and verse 23. We looked at it a little bit last week, and I want us to return again this week as we consider an open invitation. If you look in Luke chapter 9, beginning at verse 23, you hear Jesus say, "If anyone wishes to come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross daily, and follow me." Now that's one of those verses that Protestant evangelical preachers love, because it is clearly an invitation, and it's got 3 points. It's great. If you want to follow Jesus, here's what you do. You deny yourself, you take up your cross, you follow him. 3 points, man, it's great. And so we usually focus on the 3 points. That is the heart of the verse, after all. But this morning, I want us to focus on a different part of the verse that we might otherwise overlook. Look at the very beginning of verse 23. "And he was saying to them all. If anyone wishes to come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross daily, and follow me. Anyone. He was saying to them all, if anyone wants to follow me, here's how you do it. That anyone is a powerful, powerful word. Anyone is invited to follow the Master. The word disciple that you and I are familiar with means a witnessing learner. Now, not witnessing in the fact that they're going and telling people, but it means that they're witnessing, they're seeing for themselves. The Greek word is mathetes, which is we witness and learn while we watch. A disciple was someone who would hang out with the teacher, with the leader, enough to watch what they're doing and learn from them. Matter of fact, in that culture, there were many rabbis. Rabbi basically means a spiritual leader, a teacher. And there were many rabbis. And what would happen oftentimes is folks would decide, I want to follow that rabbi. I want to learn from him. And so what you would do is you would go to the rabbi and you would say, may I be one of your mathetes? May I be one of your witnessing learners, your disciples? Can I hang out with you and learn from you? Well, the rabbi's reputation was on the line, because people would get to know, people would form an idea of who the rabbi was based on how his followers lived their lives. And so the rabbi would be very careful who he would allow to follow him. He would want to handpick the best applicants, if you will. Folks would come up to him and say, can I be one of your disciples? And he would say, yes, yes, no, next year maybe. He would pick the ones who had come to him so that his reputation would be honored and upheld. So understand the power of what Jesus just did here. Instead of saying, you have to come and apply to me, and then I'll decide if you're good enough, Jesus, the rabbi, the teacher, changed everything around, and instead of waiting for someone to come and ask to follow, Jesus opens the invitation to anyone may follow. He turned the tables around completely in the way it was done, in the way that folks understood. Jesus broke tradition. He shattered common expectations when he invited people to follow. That was bad enough. But it was worse that he didn't just invite scholars. Remember, the rabbi's reputation is based to a great deal on how people know his students. And so the rabbi would choose the students who studied well, the scholars. Now Jesus opens it to anyone. Hey, you guys over there fishing? Follow me. You dirty, money-grubbing tax collector, follow me. You harlot, you lady of the streets, follow me. It's amazing that his invitation is to anyone. Even Matthew, the tax collector. And in that day, the tax collector was basically a legal thief. He could steal from people, basically, do whatever he wanted, and it was okay for him. He got by with it. So everybody hated him. And the tax collector was usually dishonest. And Jesus said to even one of those guys, follow me. I want to show you a short clip from the movie that you're going to be seeing in your small groups this week. This is Kyle Eidelman again, the pastor who put the study together. I want you to hear from him about Jesus calling Matthew and what that means to us.
When Jesus said to Matthew, follow me, he was making it clear that his invitation to follow is not just for the religious elite or for the morally upright, for those who have their lives together. His invitation is for all of us who are hiding some stains. Jesus said, anyone who would come after me must deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me. Anyone. Anyone is a pretty inclusive word. Anyone can follow Jesus. Anyone who's ever thought to themselves, I've gone too far, my stain is too big. Anyone who's ever laid awake at night and said, I can't believe what I've done. Anyone who's ever looked in the mirror and said to themselves, I can't believe what I've become. Anyone can follow.
I hope you've chosen to be a part of a small group during this campaign. If you have, that's going to be one of the clips that you'll see in your small group as you deal with this concept with your smaller fellowship. Anyone can follow him. You know, as we think about fans, one of the first pictures that comes to my mind of a fan is the rainbow-haired guy with the big sign that says John 3:16. You remember when he hit the scenes some years ago, and ever since that, people have picked up on that. And at a lot of different events and games, you'll see somebody hold up a sign that says John 3:16. You know why they do that? They're hoping that somebody will see that on TV, and maybe they'll start wondering, I wonder what John 3:16 really says. And so they go and look up John 3:16, and they see there, God so loved the world that he gave his only son, that whoever, man, I love that word, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. Whoever. It's an open invitation. You don't have to have been born into the right family. You don't have to have an honorable personal history. You don't have to clean up everything first. Get everything figured out first. You don't have to be able to understand or know the Bible first. He says, whoever. Because you see, it's not based on who you are or what you've done or what you can do. It's based on what? Look at the verse. For God so loved. It's based on God's love and mercy. That's what we call grace. So it's really not about you. Therefore, whoever may come. God loved us so much that he gave his only son, so that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life. John Newton is a name that may be familiar to you. He wrote the hymn Amazing Grace. John Newton once said, if I read, God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that when John Newton believed he should have everlasting life, I should say perhaps there is some other John Newton. But whosoever means this John Newton and the other John Newton and everybody else, whatever his name be. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever can follow. So the first thing that I want you to understand this morning is that anyone means anyone. When he says in Luke 23, if anyone wishes to come after me, here's how you do it. And anyone means anyone. But then I also hope that you'll notice this morning that anyone means everyone. Anyone means everyone. You see, not only did Jesus choose some strange people to invite, fisherman, tax dude, streetwalker. Not only did Jesus choose strange people to invite, but he offered an invitation to everyone. It says in that verse, he was saying to them all, if anyone wishes to come after me, here's how you do it. He was saying to them all, anyone means everyone. In Matthew chapter 11, we hear him speak. And he says, come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Now think about that verse. Because who do you think he has in mind when he says, those of you who get tired, those of you who are carrying some kind of burden, I tell you what, just for fun, would you do me a favor? If you ever get tired, would you raise your hand? Just raise your hand if you're not too tired to do so. Would you? Yeah, thank you. Who is he talking to when he says, those of you who get tired and carry a burden? He's talking to every human being. We are all tired. We're all weary. We're all burdened. He's just saying, if you will acknowledge that, if you'll admit that you need me, then I'll be there for you. Come to me. It's an invitation. Who's the invitation for? Everyone who ever gets tired and carries a burden. That's all of us. If you will recognize that you need me and come to me, he says, I will give you rest. Anyone means everyone. Notice as well John 7, where Jesus says, let anyone who is thirsty come to me and drink. Whoever believes in me, as Scripture has said, rivers of living water will flow from within them. He says, anyone who gets thirsty can come. Whoever believes in me, I can bring you the living water that'll change your life. Anyone means everyone. That not only includes you and me, but that also includes people who don't dress like us, who don't look like us. Everyone includes people who don't talk like us. Those who don't think like us. Those who don't vote like us. Those who don't worship like us. Everyone includes you and me and people who ain't got nothing in common with us. That's hard for us because we see life through our own eyes, and that's just true of all of us. We see this world through our own eyes, and we assume that the way I view this world is the right way, the way I talk is the right way, the way I dress is the right way, the way I vote, the way I worship, I do it right. We just all assume that. And it's so hard for us to hear Jesus say, yeah, but I came to die for the ones who you think do it wrong as well. I came to die for people who look and act and think differently than you do. I came for everyone. Anyone means anyone. anyone means everyone. And because of that, anyone means no excuses. He says in our great text, he was saying to all, if anyone wishes to come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross daily, and follow me. You see what happens so often is we say, yeah, that sounds good, but that's for those people who grew up in church and they understand this stuff. We say that's for people who grew up in a healthy home where mom actually loved them and where dad was around and took care of them. That's for those kind of people. It doesn't fit me. That's for those kind of people who have never done the bad things that I've done, that I go to sleep at night worrying that somebody's going to find out about it. And I wake up in the morning and I look in the mirror and I remember those things I've done. So it's for somebody else, not for me. All that stuff about following Him and all that stuff about Him loving people and all that, that just doesn't fit my style because, you know, I'm kind of independent and I kind of do my own thing and I can worship Him in my own way. And so I walk outside in the backyard and I'm worshiping and that's all I need. But the invitation says, if anyone would follow me, here's what it takes. And as soon as he says anyone, it means there's no more excuses. You are not bad enough. You are not too bad. You're not too busy. You're not too broken. No matter who you are or what your history is or what your life is like now, you are invited to come and to follow. If anyone wishes to come after me, deny yourself. Let me be first instead of you. Take up your cross. Get rid of the old selfish ways, your own sinful attitudes and mind and heart. If anyone wishes to come after me, let him deny himself, make me first, take up your cross daily, put the old sinful man to death, and follow me. No excuses, because this is for everyone. Romans chapter 10 puts it this way, for the Scripture says, whoever believes in Him will not be disappointed. For there is no distinction between Jew and Greek. The same Lord is Lord of all, abounding in riches for all who call on Him. Abounding in riches for who? For the people who got it figured out? For the people who are right and healthy and strong? Abounding in riches for all who call on Him. For, and then it quotes the Old Testament, by the way, which is intriguing to me. It quotes the Old Testament, whoever will call on the name of the Lord will be saved. Anyone means anyone. Anyone means everyone. Anyone means no excuses. The invitation is for anyone. But if you accept it, it is going to cost you everything. If you come after me, he says, if anyone wishes to come after me, deny yourself, take up your cross, follow me. Disciples in Jesus' day followed the rabbi everywhere he went to learn from him as they watched him. They followed him everywhere. And so when Jesus says, if you're going to be my disciple, you follow me, that means we follow a man who had no home. It means we follow a man who was rejected. It means we follow a man who went all the way to death on the cross. And so we deny self, take up cross, follow him. The invitation is open to anyone and everyone, but if you accept the invitation, it will cost you. You have to give your life completely to him. Are you ready to follow the rabbi? Or are you content just to be his fan? Father, we pray that you would guide us during this time, that you would help us to hear your spirit, to sense your leadership within. Lord, we pray that you would guide us during these next few minutes to think about in a very real and personal way whether or not we have accepted your invitation, whether we really are following you, or if we just show up and sit in the stands once in a while to cheer for you. Lord, as we deal with that challenge, we pray that you'd help us to be honest with you and honest with ourselves and respond in whatever way is appropriate. We ask in Jesus' name. We're going to sing together, "Just As I Am." You can't wait to get fixed up, cleaned up, or learned up first, because you never get fixed up, cleaned up, or learned up on your own. Instead, you come just like you are. You come just like you are and say, "Jesus, this is me. This is all I have to offer, but I'm yours."